Staying so far away on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is officially time to kick off After Dark.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Well, Marwa Raka is in the studio tonight, and we're going to talk about financial stuff and how it affects relationships. Very important topic. We're going to kick it off with the cars. It's Drive right here on Cairo's number one at Music Station 104.2. By Your Side, the remix right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned into After Dark. It's 10:07. Want to thank you so much for joining me this evening in the studio. As every Monday is Marwa Raja, and we have a great topic tonight.
About time we start talking about money and what money does to relationships.
Yeah.
Now, I have so many stories for you. I don't have the usual papers and advice and homework and stuff. I have lots of stories and plenty of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me start with a story.
Yeah, let's do a story, and then I'll explain how people can win a 500 LE voucher, and then we'll go to commercial, and then we'll play more of some love songs. But here's the deal. I need to explain the show to people who've never tuned in
okay,
before.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, it is called After Dark, and it's all about love requests and love dedications. So if you want to send out a love dedication to someone, you can SMS us at 6163. If you have a love song request, 6163 as well. And the phone number is always available, 38555055. And if you do have a relationship problem that you need advice on, you can always log on to Marwa's website. Why don't you go ahead and throw it out?
MarwaRaja.com, that is MarwaRaKha.com.
Okay, or you can email us at afterdark@nileradioproduction.com. All right, go ahead.
All right, now the story. All right, I was sitting with that friend of mine. Let's call her D.
Okay.
And we were talking and we were having fun. And then suddenly, there was this table right next to us. And there was a couple, some guy and some girl, I would say early 20s. And the check came, and it just sat there on the table. The girl looked from the check to the ceiling and seemed to trace an invisible fly. Her partner looked at the check, and then he hesitantly put his hand in his pocket, took 2 or 3 pound bills, and then he put them on the tray, and then he pushed the tray with the check towards the girl with a cuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think he kicked her in the leg, I'm not sure. So the girl let go of her imaginary friend up there, and she looked at the check, curled her lower lip, and then she just threw some money, stood up, and did not look at the guy, and began leaving.
Ooh.
The guy was following like 2 steps behind.
Oh, goodness.
So I was sitting with my friend Dee, and I asked her, innocently, do you think they will last? And then Dee just looked at me with this very straight face, and she said, he's half a man.
But why is he half a man? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's the thing. I told her he did not do anything wrong. Sharing the bill is perfectly fine, and they're both young. So, I mean, like, maybe he doesn't have enough money. So, Dee, she had a very different point of view. She disagreed, and she told me that she would never respect a man who would let her pick up the check, or half of the check. Do you believe that if a man were to take a girl out on a date or an outing, he has to be a man about it? It's an honor for him to have the pleasure to pick up her bill.
I disagree with that. And you know I'm going to disagree with that.
I can see it in your face.
That's, you know what? That's a bunch of baloney. That's what I'm going to say. That's a bunch of garbage. I'm sorry. And you know what? Okay, if the guy... All right, here's the deal. If the guy asked you out, then yes, he should pick up the tab because he asked you out.
Yeah.
But I think when you get into a relationship, I don't think there's rules for eating out.
Well, here's the thing. If he asked you out, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but maybe the guy just wants your company. Maybe he's just happy to be out with you. I mean, like, why would I expect the guy to pick up the check? If he plans to pick up the check, he'd say, today it's on me. And then I would know.
Okay, but I don't know.
I don't know. Well, anyway, Dee went into this huge argument saying, like, okay, let's assume that she's married to a man and that they have decided to travel. And then she asked me, who's going to pay for the ticket, accommodation, and food?
If a guy asks you to travel?
Yeah, you're traveling together.
If he asks you to travel, then he should pick it up. Anyone who invites you should pick up the tab as far as... Unless if you're in a relationship, okay? If it's a friend, then...
Well, you are in a relationship.
Okay, then if he invited you, he should pick up the tab.
So for example, he says, let's go over to a weekend in Sukhna. I just pack my bag and go?
Yeah, I would find out if he's going to pick up the tab, but...
How do you go about that? Do you ask?
In my culture, if someone invites you somewhere... They pick up the tab. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship, okay? If I'm in a relationship with a guy and he says, hey, Aaron, let's go have sushi this Friday. Okay. Sure, that's fine. So I expect him to pick up the tab unless he says otherwise.
Interesting. I think something is wrong with me.
I don't think he's going to go, hey, Aaron, let's go have sushi on Friday, and I think I'll ring up 600 LE and you can pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not part of a...
I don't know. It's just automatic, you know? Check is on the table. I put my hand in my bag, and here comes half of the check, you know?
It just depends on the situation. I think it just depends on the relationship that you're in.
Okay, Kyra, what do you think?
Yeah, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. You heard the scenario.
Yeah. But let's take it a little bit further than
that.
It's not just about the check. This is a question for girls. What would you say no to in terms of financial stuff for the guy? Like no to a guy who doesn't have a car. No to a guy who doesn't have a stable income. No to a guy who doesn't have an apartment. No to what kind of guy? And guys, no to what kind of girl in terms of financial stuff? Like some guy once said no to me because I didn't wear Signe stuff.
Really? Alrighty then. 6163 is the SMS, 3855055. You're listening to After Dark right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
I had the most unusual dream today. I woke up on this exotic island, so I ran towards the balcony. Palm trees and crystal blue water surrounded me. Then you appeared in this paradise together with all our friends.
Honey, does that mean we're buying a new BMW?
This summer, purchase your favorite BMW model until the end of August, and you could be the lucky winner of a private tropical island with five of your friends for a whole week of fascination. For more information, call 19BMW or visit BMW Display in Porto Marina. BMW, sheer driving pleasure. Terms and conditions apply.
فقط مع موبينيل هتعرف نتيجة الثانوية العامة قبل أي حد تاني. ابعت رسالة دلوقتي برقم جلوسك ل934 أو كلم 1499 من أي خط موبينيل وسجل رقم جلوسك وموبينيل هتبعت لك النتيجة فور اعتمادها لحد عندك في رسالة قصيرة على موبايلك. سعر الرسالة 4 جنيه وسعر المكالمة جنيه ونص للدقيقة.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000120. It's the Superstar line.
09000120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you could have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Last call. Flight, South Pacific. Departure 20-foot track around the world.
Come fly House Pacific with BMW. Experience 2 hours of global elegance and sophisticated house music. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. The ultimate music ride for your absolute cruising pleasure. House Pacific, powered by BMW. Only on Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
get many things right the first time. In fact, I am told that
with the luckiest right here on Kyra's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Erin in the studio with me, as every Monday, Mauro Rakha, and want to thank you so much for joining us. It's about 10:25, and we're talking about finances and how they can affect relationships.
How does that work in your country?
In my country? My culture is very different from here. In my culture, when you marry someone, you are a team. The man doesn't buy everything for the woman. You know what I mean? Like, he buys her a wedding ring and things like that, and he buys her presents. But when you get married in America, for the most part, you build a life together. That means that you both buy the house together. You both buy cars together.
That's what Kareem just called and said.
Right. It's not like a guy just runs out and buys you a car or buys you, you know what I mean? It's you're a team. and you build things together, and that's just the way my culture is. But also, I believe, you know, like I said, if a man asks you out on a date, he should pay for that. If you invite him out, then you should pay. But I think at a certain point in your relationship, if you're not financially stable and you're a couple, then it's perfectly suitable to have both people chip in for that bill. You know what I mean? Especially if you know the financial situation of your significant other. And I need to clarify something, too, because I am not a narrow-minded person. And that was pointed out
definitely to me. You're not.
I am not. And anyone who knows me on a personal level knows that I'm not narrow-minded. So, yeah, the only thing I have to say is unless you know me, don't call me out on the SMS board because I'm not a narrow-minded person by any means. Just because Marwa and I don't agree on something does not make me narrow-minded, regardless of the comments I make.
And actually, today, we didn't disagree.
Well, I said it was baloney, and I said garbage. Okay, that's how I feel about it. And garbage, yeah, that's it's not necessarily a strong statement in my culture. It's, okay, rubbish, you know what I mean? Like, I disagree with you, move on, you know what I mean? I'm not by any means being disrespectful to you, just to clarify that as well.
Sweetheart, I know.
I know that, but
look, it wasn't me. It was my friend B. Now I'm going to take that personally.
No. You know I wouldn't say anything mean to you. I just need to clarify that because I don't want anyone to think that I'm this evil, terrible person and that I disagree with you.
No, you're not. You're the love bug.
I am the love bug. So there we go, just to get that out of the way. But we are talking about financial things in relationships because I read an article, and I'll share this with you. I read an article the other day about divorce, and I do believe it was a very high number. It was like 60% of all divorces result from financial problems, and then, you know, intimacy was way up there on the list as well.
Right.
But most of the divorces are over financial obligation.
Right. And I think it's not just about having the money. It's also about where to spend the money. And that's another problem in relationships.
Exactly.
Shall I read some of those?
Yes. Why don't you read the SMS board?
Okay.
You asked a question, though. Why don't you recap the question?
Right. Before we went on a break, I asked Cairo to tell me, if you're a girl, what would you say no to when it comes to financial status of a guy? Like no to a guy doesn't have a car, no to a guy doesn't have an apartment, and so on.
Right.
And guys, what would you say no to about the girl's financial status? What do you look at?
Right.
So, Magedzu, he says, if I have the means, a.k.a. money, I'd be more than glad to pay every check that comes our way. But if I'm not financially stable, I'd expect her to chip in. I think that's fair enough.
I think it is fair as well.
Mystery SMSer, she's very honest. She said, I think it's okay if a girl is going out with a guy and they split the check. But there is nothing wrong with that, even if you ask her out. I would never go out with a guy that doesn't have a car and that doesn't attend to a well-paid university. I know it sounds a bit materialistic, but I feel more comfortable knowing that he goes to a prestigious university.
Well, I appreciate her honesty.
Yeah, at least she knows what she wants.
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with having standards, you know. There's nothing wrong with having standards, and I'm not going to judge somebody based off of their standards because there are certain things that I look for in a person as well.
Yeah.
And if they don't meet that criteria, well, then guess what? It's just not going to work.
You know what? I think in our culture here, what Mystery SMSer was referring to is that the kind of university you go to and the kind of education you have sort of reflects on how you think and your culture and your background.
Gotcha.
So it's a point of compatibility, mental compatibility.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I've met some pretty interesting guys who never went to any prestigious universities. I don't know.
It just depends. It just depends.
Yep.
All right. Let's read a couple more.
Yeah. How do you pronounce that? Amy Mephisto?
Mephisto.
Mephisto. Okay. I like girls when they come as they are, but I can't seem to find the right one. I'm already 25. And, of course, I would pay the check when it comes, especially if it was something romantic. Not that I wouldn't pay for any other check, but I also be gladly paying. Nice.
Huh.
Abu Basha is totally with you. He totally agrees with Aaron, because it happened to me thrice, to be honest, and my girlfriend paid half of the bill. Yeah, it was embarrassing, but it's cool, I think. Or what?
But that's the thing, though. If you're dating someone and you know they're not financially secure, there's nothing wrong with you pitching in for the bill.
Yeah.
At all, by any means, because you know, you want to go out and do things together. You know what I mean? But you don't want to hurt someone's feelings by offering to pay for the bill in Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah. You know what? My friend Z, on another incident,
I have to meet D.
Well, she's a Virgo, too.
Oh goodness gracious.
Yeah. So she said, like, okay, if the guy doesn't have money, he shouldn't even ask me out.
Ooh.
So here we go. Here's a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after we come back, I'm going to share with you Dee's theory about the half a man. There's a calculation to that. It's like with percentages and stuff.
Please enlighten me. Please enlighten me on the theory of half a man. But we want to know, what are some things that would explain it again?
All right. Now, every one of us, as you said, we have standards. We have benchmarks, criteria. So what are the financial criteria of your partner that you would never, ever, ever compromise on?
Okay.
There we go.
6163 on the SMS, 3855055. That's the phone number if you'd like to get in touch. Here's the Chi Lights with Oh Girl right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Up in the morning, love.
David Gray and this year's Love on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station. It's 10:43. Thank you so much for listening to After Dark in studio as every Monday. Mauro Rockhoff, you just tuned into the program. Want to welcome you. I also want to welcome all the people on our SMS board. Stickfish, Bike OCD, Idea Guy, Dobusha, I can't even pronounce that.
Abdu'l-Besha.
Okay, thank you. Megiddo, Mephisto, Silence. There are a lot of mystery SMSers. Need to tell you how to register for a nickname so that we know who's contacting us. Just type in Nick, N-I-C-K, leave a space, then the name you'd like to have. Click send to 6163, and then we know who's exactly sending us messages. Also, later on in the program, I will tell you how you can win a 500 LE voucher from Adele Shack. And I always mess up this street because, of course, Arabic isn't my native language. And I always say it's 1280 El Seed, but it's not 1280 El Seed.
Nejusid.
There you go. say it again.
Nejusid.
Nejusid.
Yeah.
Okay, see? I tried. I'm just going to have you say it from now on. How's that?
Yeah. Works well for me.
Later on in the program, you'll have a chance to win that 500 LE voucher. They have just amazing clothing. They're a true fashion authority in Egypt. I am so heated about this conversation that I can't even speak properly this evening because it makes me so upset. We're talking about financial obligations and how finances can put a damper on a relationship, pretty much. You read a scenario about being in a cafe and watching a scenario unfold between a man and a woman where they were eating, the check came, he threw a couple pounds for the check, and she acted like the check didn't even come, and that it was just bad.
It's really bad. Now, Basil called, and yes. He has a very good point about our culture. He said that in our culture, women are not taught to be independent, and what happens is usually when they get married, they expect and sort of take for granted that the man is the provider, and I don't know. His point is very valid, and a lot of girls are like that. But a lot of the new generation, they don't think like that. But he said that a lot of his married male friends, they have those issues, whereby the man is working so hard to make ends meet, and the wife just takes it for granted.
I think that's with any culture, to be honest.
Yeah.
It just depends. I guess it just depends on how you were brought up. I told you, and I'll call her out on it. One of my siblings, my sister, is totally different from I am. She, I believe that when you're in a relationship with someone and you get married, that you're a team. I talked about that. And then you work towards building things together. Like the furniture you put in your home is our furniture. It's not just my furniture because we bought it together. The appliances, things like that. These are all things that we work together. My sister, on the other hand, thinks that everyone, you know, whoever she's married to should buy her everything, and that's just the way it is. I don't agree with that. I really don't. I think if a man wants to buy you something, it's because he loves you and he wants you to be happy, but I don't think he should be financially obligated to do so all the time.
Yeah.
I have no problem paying for dinner if we go out. I have no problem paying for groceries, you know what I mean, things like that. It makes me feel good that I can contribute to the relationship, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm. I got another call right now from Marwa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a very, it's like the flip side of the coin. And Marwa is saying that she was married, and because she was so in love with that person, and he was younger, she kind of sponsored him.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay.
So she took care of his education, took care of his bills, all the hangouts, all the traveling and what have you. And then when he began, like, being fulfilled and being well established, financially speaking, I mean.
Okay.
He went and looked for another woman.
Ooh.
And when she asked him, why did you do that? He said, I needed to feel like a man. Cairo, what do you think?
I can understand that, though. I can understand that. I can understand why someone's feelings would be hurt. If you are constantly paying for everything.
Yeah.
Because men do want to feel like a man. They do want to feel like they're the sole provider of the family. That's a given. That's just men. That's just the way that they're made.
Mm-hmm.
I can recall a situation when I was younger. My father actually worked for a car manufacturer, and they had a big strike. And he temporarily lost his job for 3 years.
Three years.
My
Who took care of the bills?
My mother. And I remember my dad being extremely upset about it because he felt like he could not provide for his family.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did he pay her back?
Just by doing things around the house, you know what I mean? Like, my dad worked on cars and things like that to make income for the family. Mm-hmm. But I just remember having a conversation with him, and he said, I felt so inadequate because here I have my wonderful wife and my wonderful children, and I can't bring in money to support them.
Yeah, well, you see, here's the thing. This feeling of inadequacy, mm-hmm. there are two ways of dealing with it. One part of it is trying to make it up for your partner by being really, really good and super extra nice. And the other one, the other side of that, you could just try to go find somebody else who doesn't know that part of your life, who doesn't know that part of your inadequacy, and you try to be a man in front of that person. And it wasn't just Marwa's story. I remembered a few other stories where that happened. And there was this one woman. She taught me something, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She said, in love, there are mirrors. So you would have, like, the blind mirror, where you see everything is perfect and rosy and happy. And then there's the dirty mirror. This is where you see the flaws of your partner. And you kind of reflect that. So when that partner wants to see himself in this perfect picture, he would just go find another clean mirror to look into.
Hmm.
It's very confusing. Very confusing because, I don't know, sometimes when you say, I'll take care of the finances and the bills and what have you, you get taken advantage of. Sometimes, Cairo again, what do you think?
What do you think? 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. If you're dating someone, what are some financial things about that person that you just are not willing to accept? We want to know all about it. 6163 actually had a request for this song. It's Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. It's going from Stitch to Sharif Khalifa right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nal FM.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And don't let love have to rise. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. The way that there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that you speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.